You are Locked On Phillies, your daily Philadelphia Phillies podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, guys? It is Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. This is Locked On Phillies. I'm Tim Kelly. Today's show is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On and you'll get $10 off your first order. Today's show is also brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto has amazing selections, low prices that are reliable, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. So on Friday's show, we spent quite a bit of time discussing players that have killed the Phillies over the last 20 years, from Jeff Conine to Freddie Freeman. It was a really fun discussion. And then later that day, I kind of started the exact opposite discussion on Twitter. We talked about what specific players that are Phillies have killed other teams over the last two decades. And the one I started the conversation with was Pat Burrell against the Mets. Every time the Phillies went to Shea Stadium, it felt like Pat Burrell would hit a home run. It's weird. He actually only hit 228 in his career at Shea Stadium, but he had 18 home runs and 49 RBIs there, so he more than made up for it. And in 162 career games against the Mets, so in a complete season, he homered 42 times, drove in 106 runs, and walked 96 times. That's pretty incredible production against an individual team. While we're on Phillies that killed the Mets over the last 20 years, we may as well mention a few of Pat Burrell's former teammates. Jimmy Rollins hit 33 home runs and drove in 120 runs in his career against the Mets, which is not insane production for him over 250 career games against the team, but he was hated in part because he loved to needle with Mets fans. He, of course, called the Phillies the team to beat in 2007, and then in 2008, the last year of Shea Stadium, he talked about wanting to send Mets fans over to the new stadium nice and happy. So Jimmy Rollins was a really entertaining player, and he was the kind of player, if you were a Mets fan, that you would have loved to have hated. If you were a Phillies fan, he was an icon that helped the Phillies dethrone and kill the Mets in 2007 and 2008. Now, Chase Utley played against the Mets at both Shea Stadium and Citi Field. Ricky Ricardo was among those that mentioned him in a response to my tweet. Right field at Citi Field became known as Utley's Corner because he had 14 home runs in less than 230 career at-bats at Citi Field in the regular season. His most famous moment against the Mets, of course, it came as a Dodger when he slid into second and what was, some would say, a dirty play and injured Ruben Tejada, and it was a big thing. He came back later in that playoff series and got the hell boot out of him in New York and obviously had a straight face. They threw behind him the next season. It was the whole thing. But obviously, the bulk of his 39 home runs in 116 career RBIs against the Mets, they came while he was wearing a Phillies uniform, not a Dodgers uniform. And you, of course, cannot mention Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins without mentioning Ryan Howard. And a listener named Greg checked in with Ryan Howard, and this is one of the two Ryan Howard entries on this list. And he said, Ryan Howard's dominance against the Cardinals, which to me is a great one, is one of the first ones I thought of. Ryan Howard was from Missouri. He went to Missouri State in college, so it was kind of a home game for him when the Phillies played in St. Louis. He had 251 career at-bats against the Cardinals, and he homered in 23 of them and drove in 69 runs. He hit 328 at the new Busch Stadium, so I mean, he really loved hitting there in the regular season. And then the postseason, as much as nobody wants to relive the 2011 NLDS, Ryan Howard in Game 1 had the big come-from-behind go-ahead home run in a game where the Phillies ultimately came back and won, and it was kind of the last iconic moment from the 2007 to 2011 run. So it was hard not to mention that home run, but those three, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, and Ryan Howard, made up an era for the Phillies, and for other teams, they helped ruin an era. You can support Locked On Phillies by supporting our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selections, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. You know the jingle. Visit RockAuto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Built Bar is also a sponsor of today's show. They are a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your first order. While we are on the Ryan Howard streak, let's run with it. He killed the Cardinals because he was from there. Well, now him and his family live in Atlanta, and boy, did he murder the Braves at both Turner Field and Truist Park in the brief amount of games he played there. He had 23 career home runs at Turner Field alone, and over the course of 183 career games against the Braves, he hit 55 home runs and drove in 155 runs. I don't remember exactly what year it was, but I remember a game on Sunday Night Baseball when John Miller and Joe Morgan were still announcing, and, you know, I love Matt Vasquez, and they should have never got rid of John Miller and Joe Morgan on Sunday Night Baseball. But I remember Ryan Howard hitting just two towering home runs at Turner Field. There's not a ton of great memories of the Phillies at Turner Field because the Braves won the NL East in like 75% of the seasons they played at Turner Field. But the brief ones that there are, a lot of them came off the bat of Ryan Howard. And then he briefly was actually in the Braves organization with their AAA team in 2017, but he never made it to the majors with them. But as a Philly, Ryan Howard absolutely killed the Braves. We saw Bryce Harper do the same last year against the Braves. He had 7 home runs against the Braves last year, the most he had against any team. He also hit his 200th home run in Atlanta last year, which happened to be his 1,000th career hit. It was one of the cooler moments of Bryce Harper's first season in Philadelphia. In total, he has 32 career home runs against the Braves in his career between the Nationals and the Phillies. He's going to miss facing Julio Teheran, though, who Teheran, after spending quite a bit of time with the Braves, is now an Angel. Bryce Harper absolutely killed Julio Teheran. He had a .404 career average against him with 9 home runs, the most he's ever hit against any individual player. We'll see if he's able to keep up any sort of level of success that he's had over the first 8 seasons of his career against the Braves, but so far he has been excellent. Cliff Lee killed the Braves too. He had a 2.65 ERA in 3 complete games against the Braves in 16 starts against them. And yes, this is a shameless plug to remind you that we are celebrating Cliff Lee Month on PhilliesNation.com to honor his incredible June of 2011. Go there and check out all of our content on Cliff Lee this month. And to finish out the Braves theme, Shane Victorino had 11 home runs and 51 RBIs in his career against the Braves. And one of the forgotten plays of the 2008 regular season to me, and I'm sure some of you remember this, but a lot of people have forgotten about it, he had an incredible play to end a game in Turner Field where he threw out what would have been the game-tying run. Now, normally, you know, that's not a huge deal. The Phillies probably still would have won the division in 2008, although, you know, it was a really close race at the end. But it was huge because it kept Brad Lidge's perfect season intact. And otherwise, Brad Lidge would have blown a save in 2008, and the whole narrative of perfect season kind of would have went out the window. So that's the moment I remember of Shane Victorino in Atlanta, but obviously he put up pretty good individual offensive production against the Braves as well. Jamie Moyer, some people mentioned him against the Marlins, but I actually found that his best success came against the Cardinals of all teams, at least his best success while he's with the Phillies. He had 2 career complete games and a 2.30 ERA in 13 games against the Cardinals. I guess they probably could have used him in 2011. Roy Halladay killed basically every team he ever faced, but especially the Pirates, the Astros, the Dodgers, and of course the Reds, who he threw his postseason no-hitter against. And even if you exclude that, his regular season numbers against the Reds are excellent as well. The final one I'm going to get to is Roy Halladay's former teammate Cole Hamels against the Reds. Cole Hamels made his major league debut against the Reds, and in his career he's 11-2 with a 2.30 ERA and 3 complete games against the Reds. And that doesn't even count how much he dominated the Reds in a complete game in Game 3 of the 2011 NLDS. People remember, for obvious reasons, Roy Halladay's postseason no-hitter in that series. But 2 games later, after Roy Oswalt pitched very well in Game 2, Cole Hamels pitched a complete game to finish off that series. He struck out Scott Rolen, which is kind of a symbolic moment, even though Scott Rolen's reputation in Philadelphia is probably not fair, but it was, given what it is, it was a symbolic moment. It was symbolic beyond that because Cole Hamels had really struggled in the 2009 postseason. Had he been right in 2009, the Phillies may have won their second consecutive World Series. He had the quote in the World Series where he said, "Oh, I can't wait for this season to be over." And then him and Brett Myers got into an altercation in the clubhouse. A big thing. But he came back the next season in 2010 and was absolutely incredible in that start against the Reds, as he has been throughout the course of his career. So if there's any I missed in terms of Phillies that killed one specific team, hit me up on Twitter at Tim Kelly Sports. Of course, you can always read me on PhilliesNation.com and Radio.com. A reminder, today's show is brought to you by Built Bar and Rock Auto. Now, tell your smart speaker to play the latest episode of Locked On MLB. I will talk to you guys next time.